Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Jessica Farrell, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Now, you're a student at UWM, correct?
Correct.
But you, which is, I think of as a job. I mean,
yeah.
Going to school is
full-time.
A job. It's your job. It's a full-time job. How many other full-time or part-time jobs do you have?
This term, I'll have 3 part-time jobs and an internship as well. So.
And the internship is at?
At Milwaukee Film.
At Milwaukee Film, okay.
Yeah.
And actually, if I'm not mistaken, you actually sort of have 2 internships because you're a marketing intern?
Yes, correct.
With working with Blythe Meyer?
Correct.
And you're my intern?
Yes, I'm helping you, Mark.
Yes, very good. With Collaborative Cinema?
Yes.
That's good. What are your other part-time jobs?
I also assist and edit for Jessica Kaminsky Photography.
Okay.
And I also work at the equipment room on campus for work study. And then,
what does that mean? If anybody wants any equipment, they have to go through you?
Yeah, cool. I'm the golden answer, no. I'm one of the attendants at the equipment room on campus to help my fellow peers check out and work on technical equipment. So.
Right. Do you do maintenance on the technical equipment?
I help repair a few things, but some of the bigger things go to...
they have to go out.
Or get shipped out or given to Kenwood, mostly.
Right. And then you told me just before we started talking that you're going to be something for Production Club. What are you going to be?
Yeah, I am now an officer of UWM Production Club.
And what does that mean?
Production Club is going to have a new exciting year. We're going to try to collaborate with professionals that are local, bring them in for lectures, do demos for the students. So build on what their education is at UWM, but also just make it hands-on and technical-based. So they have more of a grounding with all of the software and all of the gear that is accessible to them.
Right. That's a big part of going to film school, is just learning what equipment is available to you and how to use that equipment and how to...
Absolutely. And also all the people that are available to learn from, all your peers and professionals and professors, of course.
Right. And that's something that I've found doing collaborative cinema, too, that how generous with their time and what they know the people working in the profession in this town are, and especially when they can hook up with what would be the next generation, which would be you and your comrades. So that's great that that UWM is sort of recognizing that they have a lot of resource in this town and in the state.
Absolutely. Milwaukee Film especially is going to be, I think, a great collaboration for whole UWM Film Department and Production Club and how we can all build this local film community stronger, I think.
Right. Now, how many UWM film students or UWM students are working as interns at Milwaukee Film?
5 or 6 of us, I think.
Okay. And it's a part-time job, so 10, 15 hours a week?
About, 10, 15.
Now, does Blythe get 10 of your hours and I get 10 of yours? I get just a few. Oh, after the festival,
after
then I get
the
more
festival,
of you.
Okay,
good.
There's a lot with that festival going on.
Right. But you have a lot of hours in your day, more than 24 hours in your day, I suspect.
Yeah, I try to put more than 24 in the day.
Yeah, good. How is the festival going? This last month of August August and now September are really kind of crazy over there.
Oh, it's very exciting. I love having the program book in my head ready to go of 180 films to see.
So you've been building the program book with Blythe because she's basically in charge of that and working with her. Writing a lot?
I've been doing some writing. I've helped write some of the blurbs in the program book, especially for Collaborative Cinema.
Right.
And I've also helped her with the new website we have up from Milwaukee Film.
Right.
Up.
Does that mean you've seen all the films?
I haven't got to see all the films. I wasn't on all of the judging panels, but I was on Take One's judge panel.
Okay. Oh, right. So you got to... yes, you were, weren't you? So you saw all the films that'll be part of Take One Milwaukee Children's Film Festival.
Correct.
So you saw all the... and there'll be 3 shorts programs for that.
Yes.
On Saturdays and Sundays of the festival.
Correct.
And 3 feature films, 2 feature films.
2 feature films.
Right. You know,
A Shine of Rainbows.
Shine of Rainbows, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it looks really adorable.
Yeah, and then Azure and Asmar.
Yes.
Right, which was part of the festival last year, but had a limited showing, and so we're running it again because it's an incredibly beautiful film. Have you gotten to see that?
Oh, it's so colorful. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's a great story. Is there anybody that's really sort of mean to you over there at the festival?
at Milwaukee Film. No. Yeah.
And you can be totally candid.
No, I really love interning there.
Everybody's
like,
really?
I love, like, I don't know. I really, it's a great community. You know, you play some music, you laugh, you have little conversations as you all stay busy.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to have an internship that not only are you gaining credits for to, like, help your major, but you're also gaining the experience. Like, you're learning how to put things together and right. collaborate just right there in the office.
It is amazing. I mean, putting a film festival together, I mean, it really does take all
hours.
Year. And many, many hours. And yeah. then it lasts 11 days. And mm-hmm. it's sort of this spectacular 11 days for the people that come to see the films and get to feel the energy that are there in the lobby of the Oriental or mm-hmm. in the lobby of the North Shore. But it's so much work and takes and should take a lot of people, but that handful of four people that are on staff and then you interns
mm-hmm.
just really hump it up over the hill.
Well, there's a lot to go through. I mean, even just to help them with the little things. Like one day I spent the whole day just making sure all the images were prepared for the website to go up for every film.
Right.
And I think just to have that presentation accessible to people is very important.
Sure. No, because that's how people will find out about it. The program book will be hard in their hands.
Yep.
But you can go to milwaukee-film.org and see everything, all the films that are going to come up and everything about collaborative cinema and everything.
Yep, and there's going to be some stuff up about Take One.
Oh, so. And Take One, too. Mm-hmm. Good, yes, as a whole. And a whole. So do you want to make films?
Oh,
is that
I would
what you want to do when you grow
to
up?
Make films, yes. I don't know if I could ever, you know, be one of those amazing woman DPs, but I love lighting. I love being on set and collaborating with everybody while running, you know, on the ground running. So I think being part of production is very educational, exciting, thrilling. It's intense, you know, to go on budget, be on time. And I think you can bring that into the office. You know, everything has to be on time. You know, like those website images had to be done that day. And everything's got to get up in a hurry nowadays. Everything is almost instantaneous.
I just finished shooting a scene on a film and we were having a big conversation about how did anybody make movies before there were computers?
You know, that's a very good question.
And cell phone. I did it back when you had to hold the film in your hands to cut it.
Celluloid. Yeah,
you have real celluloid and stuff like that. That's how old I am. Yeah. But you don't even have to be that old. That was just 20 years ago.
Exactly. And I mean, it's still part of film.
My voice cracked when I said 20 years ago. It is still, no, film is still very important,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, it's still an amazing quality.
But the ability to cut, even when you shoot a film on film, they'll still edit it mm-hmm. on computers.
That's true.
I mean,
well, it's almost an efficiency choice now.
Sure.
It's a time choice. And you can still retain the quality by scanning it in, of course.
Right.
But it's kind of, I guess, where things need to blend. Either they're going to progress into two different courses or they're going to blend. And I think everything needs to blend to sustain. So
right.
I think that's where it's just going to end up continually to go that way.
Well, now I've worked with you on a film and on the film that will be part of the Milwaukee show as mm-hmm. part of the festival, a film called Spare Change, which was the end result of Collaborative Cinema 2010, written by Alexis Dobner. And you worked for us on that. You came in as a second AD and did more than your share of work. And I was very impressed. So in terms of just picking a place to work in the film industry, because civilians tend to think that either you get to be the star, mm-hmm. George Clooney, or you get to be the director, George Clooney, or whoever the director, or James Cameron.
I
want to grow up to be James Cameron or nothing. But there's so many different jobs that go into making a movie.
There's a lot of people that support James Cameron. I mean, everybody that works behind a director may not have their name as big as the director or just as important. I mean, to have a harmony on set is crucial to, like, save you the time and have kind of almost a comfortable feeling to be working. You know, it's building just a community right there on set that you're able to acknowledge everyone and know what their proficiencies will be. It's almost like you have better grounding when you know you can work efficiently with everyone. You know the outcome for your film almost by just being there with everyone.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, one of the great American directors, Howard Hawks, used to say that films were really about the filmmaking process. So if there is that kind of harmony and joie de vivre and affection, if not to say love for each other, that shows up on screen. And that's what the audience gets, and that's what the audience goes to the movies for, to feel that sense of community and that sense of process and that sense of working together. And harmony is a great word for it.
Exactly. Your word. I think it's definitely needed for everybody to on set to understand, you know, the premise that everyone's working towards. Like, this is the end goal. This is the end quality. This is what we all want to strive for. And I think everybody would want that as a personal achievement when working together on a set.
Right. And it takes a lot of people. I mean, you see on James Cameron's movie, you see the credits and they go on and on and on for ten. There's thousands, hundreds of people, thousands probably on that movie.
Yeah.
And I just saw Toy Story 3, which is
amazing.
Yeah. And there's a great credit at the end, Toy Story Babies. The implication is that these are the babies that were born to people who worked on the crew during the making of the movie.
That's adorable.
And there must be 30 names, because it takes a long time to make those animated Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful credit, and it's also a wonderful sign of the kind of family harmony, to use your word again, that goes into making such a movie as great as Toy Story.
Exactly. Just growing up with that family right there, I mean, all those babies will soon have, you know, all those friends. They'll all be friends because their families are so close.
Right. So. And they got their first credit on a movie together.
Yep, and a really good movie that they'll enjoy soon, too.
Yeah. And their kids will see it, too.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in, and thanks for working so hard on the film festival, too.
It's
exciting. I wish you had something mean to say about somebody. But
mean?
No, I don't know. It's mean cells, you know. No, not mean. I just like to get – Kyle is always giving me a hard time. When I came back from my month in New York, he'd had my desk, I didn't have a desk. My office was moved into the hallway. And he threw a cushion on the floor and said, "This is your office, Mark. And you can borrow my phone."
He is the office prankster.
He's Dwight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for coming in. And I look forward to the festival, as I know you do. And I think everybody else should be and will be. And they are, I think. Because it's a big thing for Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's a great highlight of our film community. That's still building.
And not just the film community, because it really does, it sets Milwaukee apart from a lot of other cities that have film festivals. Because the way this one is made, I mean, really, it's been made from the ground up by Milwaukee Film. And by the people, the young people who work in this town.
Exactly.
So, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay.